Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottarain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I receive. Today I'm going to do a different kind of video where I am just going to speak from my heart and from what the Lord and the Holy Spirit are showing me. While praying this morning, I heard this. I heard, set the captives free. Set the captives free. What does that mean? Well, that comes from Luke 4:18, where Jesus says this. He says that he was called. This is Jesus said he was called to preach the gospel, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives, to recover the sight of the blind, and to set free those who are oppressed. And how does he do this? At the beginning it says he does it through the anointing from the Holy Spirit that comes from heaven. And this anointing is now available to us, his children, his servants, his bride. We can have that same anointing to be able to help set the captives free, to help heal the sick, to help open the eyes of those who are blind and those who are deaf. Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord is calling us to do in these last days. As the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises up an even greater standard against it. So let's not look around at all the evil and wickedness that's around us, and let's not focus on that. But let us keep our eyes focused on Jesus, and let us focus on the anointing that can come through us to help the people around us. For that is what we are called to do. We are called to be like Jesus. Check out Luke 4:18. I just read that to you. Go read that and see what Jesus was called to do. And in the same way, we are to walk in his footsteps. So we need to be anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon us. That it is not us, that we are weak, but he is strong. So right now, that is what I'm going to be praying as I move forward in this video, for an anointing to be poured out on us, for this living waters to flow through me, through the video, and onto you, that you might be able to be doing even greater works than Jesus did. It says that in the Bible. And I believe that that promise was for the end times, that his people are going to be anointed with such power and they're going to be able to see miracles and signs and wonders happen. But it has to come through faith. It has to come through yearning and seeking these things. It can't just come from one little prayer. Brothers and sisters, it has to come from your heart with everything that is inside of you, longing for this anointing of God to come and rest upon you and to be flowing through you to other people. One thing the Lord showed me this morning that I want to read to you. It's from Colossians 2:15, but I made it kind of a prayer. It is this. It is that Jesus triumphed over all the powers and authorities of wickedness, of darkness, and principalities of evil at the cross, where he made a public spectacle over them, and he disarmed all their powers. And they no longer have influences over me or over you. That's from Colossians 2:15. Go look that verse up, memorize it, and understand the power that Jesus had at the cross. When he died and when his blood was shed, it triumphed. He got victory over all the powers of wickedness of the devil and the principalities of evil. He disarmed these powers at the cross. And now it is up to us, his believers, to utilize that power, to tap into it, because Jesus lives inside of us. We have that same power, brothers and sisters. And it is time for the body of Christ to start standing up for the things that Jesus has given us and to let them flow through us, that we are a conduit, that we are vessels of noble use for his glory. And that's what I believe the Lord wanted me to share with you this morning. Isaiah 63 says, let me get to that. Hold on, it's coming. I'm going to have to look it up. I thought I had it in my notes, and I don't, so I'm going to look it up right now in the Word of God. So please hang in there with me while I find it for you, because it's important. I know the Lord wants me to share it. Isaiah 61:3. And here we go. 61:3 says this. To comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. We are not to be walking around in depression. We are not to be walking around mourning and sad, because we have been given the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, he will turn the ashes that are in our lives, the sadness, into beauty. And the depression and the mourning that we feel about what's going on in the world, he will give us that oil of joy. He will give us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. But we need to seek that, brothers and sisters. It is something we need to long for and seek on our own, so we can be walking in the joy of the Lord, because that is our strength. So right now, I want to speak to all of you who are listening. For all of you who are heavy in heart, all of you who are depressed, all of you who are not walking in joy, who have despair, all of you who have burdens in your lives, that have yokes of heaviness in your life, for those of you who are hurting and in pain and have sickness in your life, I come and proclaim to you that Jesus has come to set you free. And I pray this anointing upon you right now, that you will be free. You will be free of all captivity, that all sickness and pain must leave you now, that the beginnings of healing would start in your life now, today, this very moment. Let the beginnings of healings come upon you. Let you be healed of all sickness, infirmity, pain, suffering, and torment. Let you become free of all heaviness and sadness and gloom. That your eyes would be opened now to God's truth. That your eyes and your ears would be open to the Spirit of God. That the Spirit of God would fall upon you now as you're listening to this. And that you would see from this day forward, that you would see in the Spirit. That you wouldn't just see with your natural eyes, but you would see in the Spirit, that you would hear what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you, that your heart would be softened to the ways of the Lord, and open to hearing the words in the Bible that would be opened to you. I pray for this greater anointing to fall upon you now from the power of the Holy Spirit, from the power of the Holy Spirit from on high through the Holy Spirit. I say, be anointed with health, be anointed with a close walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the living waters of Jesus flow upon you now to refresh you, to renew you, to heal you, and to deliver you. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the power of the blood, I speak to any and all demonic forces that are in your life. And in the authority that the Lord has given us, and through faith, I say all demons must flee now that are harassing you, that are oppressing you, that are keeping you captive. I say leave now in the mighty name of Jesus. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus, I say that the persons who are listening to this video, they are children of the Most High God. They have given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. They are seeking to walk in His ways. Therefore, any and all demons that are harassing them, they must leave now. And I take the anointing that's been given to me, and I pass on this anointing to them, that the yoke would be broken over their lives now, that the yoke of heaviness, the yoke of sin, would be broken over their lives now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that their healings would begin, the healings would begin, both emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And I proclaim and declare this now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the power of the cross and the blood of Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. I say, be blessed now. Be blessed. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the anointing start flowing through you as you start going and preaching the good news and setting the captives free. In Jesus' name, amen.